The phases of no, or what we like to refer to, as you see down there in the bottom right, letting no out slowly. We've all seen how am I supposed to do that in the book. We do not explicitly lay out what the phases of no are in the book, partially because this wasn't a fully explored skill from all angles when the book was written, right? We had all this great content. We wanted to get it out to the world, and that's what we had. We continued to develop and grow, just like everybody should. And so one of the biggest things we found from people that have read the book is there are varying degrees of outcomes to the response, how am I supposed to do that? For some of you, maybe you're still batting 1,000. Every time you say, how am I supposed to do that? You get exactly what you want. They fix it and you move forward. I'm sure in some cases on the other extreme, you've maybe never had the success you thought you'd have with how am I supposed to do that? And you've had varying responses, including they tell you how to do it. Well, how am I supposed to do that? Well, this is how you do it. You get these people together and you line them up in this way and you do these things and it should take you about a week to accomplish, right? They actually give you an answer on how we're supposed to do that. And now you feel stuck. And so, or you're somewhere in the middle, right? You're either on the ends or you're somewhere in the middle of the spectrum. You've already figured this out as we've worked our way through today. Why is that? Because in the book, it doesn't talk about using an accusations audit to deliver your ask. How am I supposed to do that is not only an ask, it's an assertive ask. And so it's even more paramount that an accusations audit come before it. In the book, accusations audits were used by Chris before he dropped this line in at the car dealership with the dealer. We just didn't call out the skills specifically. But if you remember the story, he would constantly say things like, you've been so generous. I can't believe how much work you've put into this. You spent a bunch of time with me today. I really appreciate all the effort and time you've given me. I can't believe, you know, and the car is worth more than what I'm asking for. It's probably worth more than what you guys listed it at. How am I supposed to do that? That was the accusations audit. Generosity and time don't seem like negatives. Why does that apply in this case? Because it's based on their perspective. And the negative that we are attacking is if we don't recognize how generous they've been, they're immediately going to start to remove themselves because you have the audacity not to even see how much time I put into this. And that's when it becomes a negative. Their perspective, how can you not see how hard I'm working to get this done? I would consider myself generous to even still be entertaining this interaction with you. And so calling them generous in the accusations audit is actually directly resulting in what the negative that exists is causing, what friction is there. And so other part of this that you should be well aware of, and another reason we've had varying degrees of success across the board, this is not a sequential move game. How am I supposed to do that should be delivered at least twice, if not three times, before you move forward in the conversation. Why is that? Well, first of all, since it's a question, it's also a thought pattern interrupt. And if they got momentum going, angry or not, doesn't matter. But if they got mental momentum, right, moving forward, chances are the first time you throw a thought pattern interrupt at them, they're not going to be able to process it. Like it literally just won't penetrate the cranium because the wheels are spinning. And so part of the reason to go back to it again is because they're going to hear it differently the second time after the wheels have started to slow down. And then you may need to go three, because when they finally do hear it and they give you an answer, it might be, well, because you got to do this because I said so. And you throw it at them a third time to really and emphatically put your foot down on the implication of that is not going to work for me. You got to come up with a different, better solution if we're going to continue forward. And that's the intention behind everything that comes on the third delivery without having to actually verbalize it. And then you move through the list. After you've done it three times, then your fourth move is, I'm sorry, I just don't know how I can do that. Fifth is, that's not going to work for me. And finally, your sixth is the flat out no. I will tell you, up to this point, we don't actually know anyone that got all the way to no. Doesn't mean it can't happen. Over the past 12 years, it hasn't yet. But, you know, it's obviously a possibility. And so that's how you sequence it out. Again, tone is going to be important every time you deliver. Emphasis on the I, and how am I supposed to do that, is one way to deliver it. Late night FM DJ, use an accusations audit before every single delivery. If you put any one of these skills out there completely naked, the chances that it's going to backfire on you in the moment is that much higher.